sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and America, the world are in all sorts of trouble today. Certainly our economy is contracting. There is a very real possibility that we will be at war, even a much larger war in Asia, in Central Asia, within the coming months, with a war expanding into Iran. The moral fabric of our society is breaking down. And America, well, the America we've known in the past does not exist today, and I very seriously doubt if we will ever again see the America that we lived in 10, 15, 20 years ago, where there was all sorts of possibilities for personal advancement. And So how do we look at what's going on today? How do we react to the fact that America is changing and not for the better? How can it be that, how do we react when people talk about the lowering of living standards to America, that we see the cataclysmic events with massive earthquakes in other countries? Could similar things happen here? Well, with us this morning is one of my favorite guests. His name is John Stormer. And John has been around for a long time. He started about the time that I did, maybe even a little earlier, because in 1964, he published a book that had a profound impact on America, sold about 7 million copies. It was called None Dare Call It Treason. In fact, John's written books have sold over 10 million copies throughout the world, and very, very few authors can make that sort of a claim. But John is a retired minister, although not retired. He works full-time, and a wonderful source of information, a good friend. John Stormer, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
It's a real privilege, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story from where I left off and embellish it any way you'd like.
Well, we're living in very, very troubled times. And the thing that I'm concerned about is that so many of our people, good conservatives, strong Christians, are very troubled. I understand that, but they're angry. There's a lot of bitterness out there, and there's a lot of things to be troubled and bitter about. But my concern is that, well, I get emails all the time from people all over, good people, and just filled with bitterness and making fun of the president. And I get a lot of this stuff, again, from good people, and I think, you know, the Bible tells us to pray for those in authority, and there are people who will agree that what we really need is getting back to the United States, getting back to being a nation under God. And it's hard for people that are so bitter to really be praying and keep things into perspective. I'm troubled about this. And well, I guess an illustration that I think could point to where we are. About 2 weeks ago, there was the Education Policy Conference here in St. Louis. It's the 21st or 22nd year. And they had the biggest turnout that that I've seen over those years. I think there were, it's a 3-day conference, and there were 400 people there traveling from all over the country with a tremendous host of speakers. And the keynote speaker, or part of the whole thing, was one night, the opening night, Glenn Beck spoke, and they had the meeting moved down to a big auditorium, and they were really surprised. There were 10,000 people showed up for that. Well, that was good. But at the opening meeting on Thursday night, I wasn't a speaker this year, but they did ask me to give the closing prayer on the opening night. Now, whenever I'm asked to pray, I'm not like some preachers. They tend to preach when they pray. If I'm asked to pray, I just pray. And had a tremendous message, and when I was asked to pray, I said, "No, Lord, we're going to be here for the next 4 days, and we're going to be looking at a lot of terrible things, a lot of things to get disturbed about." And I mentioned that, the health care bill, and they're talking about tomorrow coming up with a new bill, and are they going to use reconciliation and slip it through, and all the things that we're hearing about continually. And I said, we're in these next couple of days, we have some great speakers here who are going to have us looking at the problem of Islam and the deficits and the $13 trillion all the other stuff that we talk about, we hear about regularly. And in the prayer I said, "My Lord, we're going to be looking at a lot of bad stuff in these next couple of days, but will you bring us back to remember what we really need to look at? Your Bible promises all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And in Genesis 50:20, Joseph, as he neared the end of his life, prayed,
"I'll be back here in just a moment.
Lord, they mean it for bad for us, but you meant it for good." And that's what we need to remember.
John, we'll be right back.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at Freedom Network. Our guest is John Stormer. And John, you pick up. You were telling us about your prayer the end of the first day there at this big conference that Donna Hearn put on. So go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I know you're troubled with your voice, but I'm having an awful time even hearing I hear that you're there, but...
You just go right ahead.
Okay, I was able to hear that. I like to hear that. You go ahead. The real need that we have, and as I referred to those two verses in that prayer, for the next 3 days, every person that came up and spoke to me said, boy, I really appreciated that prayer. Well, I only prayed for 30 seconds or so, but I mentioned two verses of Scripture. Romans 8:28-29, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are the called according to his purpose. And I mentioned Joseph's prayer in the closing chapter of the book of Genesis when he was addressing the people that had sold him into slavery and all the rest. And he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And the thing that we need to remember is, and we need to get back and stand on, is that God is sovereign. He's in control. Nothing can happen unless God either causes it or permits it. And not only that, he has promised that he's going to bring good out of these things. And unless we can stand on that, we'll just be throwing up our hands and worrying about this and that and something else. Now, we need to be informed about those things. We need to take stands on those things. But we can't be effective unless we realize that God is sovereign. A scripture that I like to stand on periodically is in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10. The Lord says, remember the former things of old, for I am God. And there is none else. I am God. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel, my plan shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. None of these things are any surprise to God. Now, he has a purpose in it. And the thing that I look at is that we as a people, even the conservatives and the Christians, have gotten so far away from remembering that God is sovereign. And none of these things can happen unless he causes it. Oh, boy. And people even get bitter at God. Why does he permit these things to happen? He's going to bring good out of it. Maybe if things get bad enough, it'll shake some of us out of our complacency and bring us to the point where we'd say, Lord, what would you have me to do? make it bring us to a point of being serious about getting back to him and see what we can do to bring this nation back to truly being a nation under God. But we've had it so good as Americans. Over these last 200 years, we haven't experienced... Now, we've had our troubles. We've had our times. But we've never really, as a people, experienced what most people have lived through down through the ages, what most people around the world are living through today. And it's not a reason for throwing up our hands and... You know, there's a lot of talk about, in 2010, we're going to get control of Congress. Well, that may happen. I think that would be good. But what's going to happen then? I remember back, I'm old enough to remember 1946. Truman had been president after the death of FDR. And people were ready for a change after almost 16 years of New Deal. And the Republicans took control of both the House and the Senate. And they said, boy, things will be different now. And 2 years later, Truman was reelected. Big surprise to everybody. But he was able to run against the do-nothing Congress. And even if the Republicans would elect a House and a Senate in 2010, a little later this year, what could they really do? President Obama has the veto pen. And if the Republicans could get their act together enough to pass the things that should be passed, it'll be vetoed. And when Obama runs for re-election in 2012, he'll run against a do-nothing Congress. And people will wring their hands and they'll be... and we could be stuck with another 4 years. But... we got to get back to the place where we realize that the only hope is if God would really be pleased to give real revival. Now, as we go through, we go back over these last 200 years as a nation, God has intervened in our nation probably more often than we realize. But we can look back to the years before the War for Independence. Over a period of about 30 years there, the 1730s, 40s, 50s, 60s, God really intervened in society. He raised up some preachers and some people that prayed. And they even had a revival at Harvard. This nation was turned upside down in those brief years before the War for Independence. And out of that came our Constitution, and out of it came the foundation for 200 years of blessing. But as we look at history, and I like to look at history, people will say it's never going to be the same again. And in about 60 years, about three generations, we have to be taken back to where we really look to God again. There were brief revivals in the early part of the 1800s, but by 1870, things were in such a mess. As we go back and look at that time, the New York Times regaled that in New York in 1870, there are 2,000 new people arriving on our shores, immigrants, and they don't know anything about our system. They don't speak our language. There were financial collapses. And there was a fellow named Jeremiah Lanphier who got so concerned he started to pray. And he got the use of a church one day a week down on Wall Street in New York, and handed out handbills and said, "We're going to come together at noon every Wednesday and pray." The first week, even he was late. Nobody else showed up, but they prayed, and for a few weeks, a handful of people prayed. Then, on the third week of October, the whole stock market collapsed. Not only the stock market, the whole financial system collapsed. The following week, the church was full. And there was real revival came, and it spread across America and to England, and out of it came the work of the Salvation Army and D.L. Moody, and Bible colleges got started, and it really prepared the nation for the horror that the nation was going to go through in the next 3 years during the war between the states. And we have a lot of people, including myself, we say we need to pray, we need to have revival. But are we really serious about it? Are we really serious? Are we really broken before God? If we look at, Brother Stan, Dr. Stan, in our church, our young preacher has been every Wednesday night looking at the prayers in the Bible. And about 6-8 weeks ago, we focused on the prayer of Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. And it was totally made up of confessions. Not confessing about what all those other people were doing, but we and our fathers and the ways that we've fallen short. And as we look at where we are, we look at what we've gone through as a nation, a lot of people are upset and concerned about what's happening in Washington today. The real problem is not in Washington. The real problem is what we've let the schools of America do to our kids, succeeding generations for the last 50 or 60 years. And we need to, there's the abortion situation, and how many of us really pray and confess to the Lord the ways in which we have so departed from God and His Word? And that's where we need to get back to. That's what we need to really look at. And get serious about real repentance, and then trust God to straighten all those other people out. First, He'd have to straighten us out. And unless we see that, it's going to continue getting worse.
And, of course, unless things do get bad, why, people are not going to see any reason to repent, and America isn't going to change. It's only if we face true catastrophe here, if this wonderful utopian world we live in ceases to exist, if tragedy and horror and danger come to America. At that point, people will begin looking for God again, which would be great.
Well, that's the hope, but my real concern is that in the shape we're in now, as things get really bad, and if we get into a real collapse, people may look to the demagogue that says, "Give me the rest of your liberties, and I'll solve your problems for you. And that's the threat we face. Are we going to look to the demagogue who makes the promises, or are we going to really get serious about looking to God?
And there really is a God that does interfere and certainly dominate and control the affairs of mankind. And certainly you can see his influence down through the centuries, and you can see it time and again in the history of this country. Perhaps the coming collapse is just what is needed. There's hope for America. If you're out there, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, John Stormer. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or a comment, love to hear from you. Our guest is John Stormer. John, would you like to get your website or contact information out?
I'd appreciate that. The website for Liberty Bell Press is very simple, just the three words, Liberty Bell Press. LibertyBellPress.com. LibertyBellPress.com. And it lists and the other stuff I have available. And, of course, actually, it's all available from Dr. Stan. And I think you even have a couple of the books that are out of print right now for me, but they could still get them from you. I think you still have... There are people waking up. I've had a couple of calls in the last week. I had a call from a lady down in Georgia who said, well, the first thing they say is, "Are you still alive?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I've just been going through a little book that my mother died, and I got her materials, and there was a little book there called None Dare Call It Treason. And I've read it, and boy, it's like reading today, and oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my." Well, that book's been out of print for a long time, but I think, Dr. Stan, that you and Radio Liberty still have a few copies of that book. And she said, "Boy, everybody needs to read this. It's just like reading today." And then I had a call yesterday from a fella who said he picked the book up at a yard sale somewhere. And, oh, my, we need to get this book out. And I appreciate those nice words, but the things that we're facing today are just the result of what went on back there in the 1960s, and it's just getting worse and worse. And people need to read these books, and then I suggest to them when they get a book, don't run around and grab people by the throat and say, "Here's something you need to read." If we can get people thinking, we need to start, say, "Do you see this? Do you see that? Do you see, or, I've just read this book and it's really disturbing and I would be interested in your opinion of it." People don't like to be told what they need to read. But people do like to give their opinions about things. And if we can get people talking, starting to read, raising some questions, it can make a real impact. So I appreciate the opportunity to invite people to look to libertybellpress.com and see what's available. Or even if you see what's available there and you just want to call Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty, you can get most of those things direct from him, and it helps to support this broadcast.
Well, I appreciate that. And that book, None Dare Call It Treason, we still have copies, and we think it's one of the most important books ever written, and it could have been written today about what had happened in the past. I think we've learned a lot since then, but this gives you the foundation of what's going on. And, of course, when John wrote that book, he wasn't a Christian. You became a Christian and began to recognize the spiritual forces behind what's going on after that, didn't you?
Right. And, in fact, some people will mention that in the final chapter of None Dare Call It Treason, I did point that the Lord was the real answer and pointed people in the right direction. A lot of people thought I was a Christian, but I had hoped that I was. But I sometimes think, I believe God's sovereign. And in February of 1965, just a year after that book was released and distributed millions of copies, the Lord saved me. The Lord brought me to see what had been missing in my life. I had been brought up in the church. I had been taught that God was God, that he died for the sins of the world, all the essential things, that there was right and wrong, and all the essentials there, but there was something missing in my growing up and in the church that I was in. There was something missing. I was never really brought face to face with the fact that you have to take these things that you say you believe and apply them personally to the need in your life. And when that finally came, I became a Christian, and the Lord made such a change in my life that I knew I was going to have to spend the rest of my life telling people about it. It wasn't very long before I was called to preach and have carried on through these many years. So maybe we got some listeners that need to say, well, yeah, I believe all the right things. But is there something missing in your life that brings you to that place of total peace, that God is sovereign and God's in control and he's good? And once we get settled down on that and settled down on that, then we can say, Lord, what would you have me to do and to be?
And it's that final act of surrendering your life to Jesus Christ that transforms you from being simply somebody who goes to church to somebody who's being a dedicated Christian. And it's a hard thing to do, to give up control and turn it over to the Lord, but you have to do it. And I think we're all going to have to do that before, of course, to get through what lies ahead, because I really believe we're entering the most difficult times of the lives of anybody listening to this program today. Well, our telephone number again, 877-254-7524, but facing the collapse of our economic system that's given us so much prosperity and such a good life, but if that's suddenly all gone, then where do we turn? Well, we can't turn to government. They created the problem, and it's only the Lord that will see us through. And the same thing will be if we do get into the war that I fear is coming, and of course we see devastation in this country, and we see mass loss of life in this country, and we see the breakdown of the structure of society and civilization in this country. At that point, where do you turn? And you don't turn to government. You turn to God, because it is only God that has the ability to see us through. So, John, I think that your message there at the conference is so important. People are looking for answers. And listen to John. He's been around a long time. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call if you have a question.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest is John Stormer. And, of course, John, like myself, has been around for a long time. I think most people are waiting to get through this current financial crisis and to get back to the way America was. I do not believe we're ever going to see the America that existed before the downturn. I think that the days of easy money and everybody gets rich and the government's going to provide for everybody and the safety nets, I believe this is all going to go. Certainly, Medicare is bankrupt. Social Security is bankrupt. The FDIC does not have enough money to compensate the people who have their deposits in the banks if more banks fail and we lose another 1,000 or 2,000 banks, which is a very real possibility as the housing market continues to contract and the commercial property market continues to contract and the businesses certainly go bankrupt and a lot more major businesses are going to go bankrupt before this is over and the world as we know it is going to cease to exist and then where will you look? Well, John, we just have a few more minutes for you to wrap up our program here. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, again, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's there's a lot of things that we just as soon not talk about, but we're going to need to face. We have deep troubles now, but we haven't seen what's really coming. And the question that Americans are going to have to face is, when it comes down to what are we going to trust? I had an opportunity about a month or so ago to speak to a group of Tea Party people. And good people. There were about 125 people showed up down in the South St. Louis County, and I was asked to speak about the Constitution. And I gave them a little bit of a overview of the Constitution. And then I said, now, let me ask y'all a question. How many of you want to get the country back to being truly constitutional? Every hand was raised, 125 of them. I said, now, you realize that if we really get back to the Constitution, that'll eliminate our Social Security and our Medicare. How many of you want to get back to the Constitution if it's going to cost you that? There were three hands went up. And there's a lot of easy answers, but if we're going to get back, and I pray that we would, that we can get reestablished constitutionally and all the rest. And so I said, now, I asked you the question, you want to get back to the Constitution, and there's only three of you say you'd be willing to give up your Social Security and your Medicare to get back there. But maybe you aren't going to decide because, as Dr. Stan has said, anybody that has any senses, it's all broke. And if we really want to get back and understand the Constitution, understand that on which we grew great, we have to be willing when the collapse comes, and it's coming, to say we'll pay the price. We'll suffer through some of the real problems that we're going to have to face to get back and rebuild. Rebuild our schools, rebuild our families, rebuild in ways that we it's not just a matter of getting back to where we were a couple of years ago. We're going to have to really pay the piper. And all these debts are going to have to be some way covered. And it's going to take years. It's going to take... It took us several generations to get where we are today. And whether God can bring us to... Well, at the time of the War for Independence, those people suffered. They went through paper money, and it was no good. And they had to tighten their belts. And if we want to get us back to where we should be, that's going to come again.
Well, we have a caller. Who is who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a comment. First, I'd like to ask, what am I to call you, Mr. Stormer? Are you Pastor Stormer, or what title of respect do I use with you?
Well, I've been a pastor for many years. I'm now the Pastor Emeritus. I thought that was good.
All right.
But I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says, those who by reason of age or infirmity...
Well, let me call you pastor then, because you have the heart of a pastor. I'd like to say that I woke up in 1962. I was rudely awakened by finding out through documentation what was happening to our children in the schools, and I was not yet a Christian, and I was so horrified. I nearly had a nervous breakdown, in all truth, and I started reading, studying, and I started studying the United Nations and all the other things. Well, that wasn't... the main thing I was studying was going on in the schools. I studied everything else, research and research. I had stacks of documents 2 feet high. 2 years later, I became a Christian, thought I had been before like you, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciated your book, Don't Dare Call It Treason. It was absolutely along with the Bible, it was my mainstay in those days. Ah, finally, somebody is speaking out and telling us what's going wrong, and I'll cry. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your work and Dr. Stan's work, and I'll be so happy to stand in heaven and see you get your rewards, and they will be richly deserved, and I'll be so happy to have been able to speak with both of you, and so thank you.
Out of time, Maureen. John, thank you. Maureen, God bless. Bye-bye.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I think John's story of the Tea Party group where everybody wanted to get the Constitution, but nobody wanted to give up Medicare and Social Security. Well, I got news for you. Medicare is bankrupt. It's a Ponzi scheme. They've run out of money. There's a trust fund, but there's no money in it. It's all spent, just like Bernie Madoff and his Ponzi scheme. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It runs out of money at the end of this year. But what about the trust fund? There is no money in the trust fund. It's all been spent. Well, there are IOUs. Yes, there are IOUs. They're from the government, but the government has no money other than what it can take from us by force, or what it can print, or what it can borrow, and we're having to borrow $5 billion a day, and other countries are sick and tired. China has stopped buying our bonds. They're not telling you that, but they're actually selling their bonds and their agency paper, and Sydney, the other countries of the world will not be able indefinitely to support our way of life. So the whole house of cards coming down, and you better prepare for it financially, but spiritually as well. So the world we've known is going to cease to exist, and we need you out there sounding the alarm and calling people to repentance. We're going into a war with Iran, and believe me, this is going to be a terrible war. And those boys are being left over there in Afghanistan to be slaughtered. We have 200,000 people in Afghanistan, 90,000 troops, 104,000 contractors. And what are we fighting? 100 members of Al-Qaeda. And even if you take all those in Pakistan, that's 300 more. And we have 100,000 troops in Iraq. And what are they for? We're leaving them there to be slaughtered, like we left the boys at Pearl Harbor to be slaughtered. And people that will allow this sort of thing to happen are certainly as guilty as the people who are perpetrating the terrible atrocity, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. We've slaughtered 100,000 civilians in Iraq. Are you concerned? If you're not, then why should anybody be concerned if similar things happen in America? And God was going to bring his judgment on this country. I have no question at all. So I plead to you, is become prepared conservatively. Turn your life over to the Lord. Join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Read John's book. We have it in stock. None Dare Call It Treason. Read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is a sequel to John's book. We have that as well. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our program there 9 hours a day on satellite. You can hear our radio programs, at least my Genesis program, 24 hours a day at 760-LOW-S011. Pray for America. Pray for everybody. Please pray. Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-20-